Okay, so we're holding a Perek Chof Zayin after some break. The Perek of Akiva, Tan Rabbanan, B'shisha b'chaydesh nitna seres adibus to Yisrael. So there's a shayla here, when exactly was Matan Torah? So Rabbanan say, on the 6th of Sivan, Rab Yoisei b'shiva, Seh Machlokes Rabbanan and Rab Yoisei. The Amar Rava, the Kula almost Rosh Chodesh Osin Basina. Everybody's made it's a pasuk. Ksivocha b'yom hazeh, ksivosa machodesh hazeh. Malal Rosh Chodesh, Ram Rosh Chodesh. So that's clear that Rosh Chodesh they came to Sinai. Or the Kula almost b'Shabbos in the Torah. So, and another marker that everybody's made is that Torah was given on Shabbos. Ksivocha zochas yom hashabbos akatshe, ksivosa zochas yom hazeh. Malalom b'tzuma shal yoyim. The shaila was the 1 or 2 days of Shchodesh. Rabbi Yosi Sava Bechad B'Shabik V'Yarcha. That Shchodesh. Sorry, which day was Shchodesh? Rabbi Yosi holds Shchodesh on Sunday. Or Bechad B'Shabal Le'Amol of Le'Midi Mishum Chol Shadurcha. So Sunday was Shchodesh. He didn't tell them anything on Sunday because they were, you know, it's too hot for them. They just traveled. And Bemela, he didn't tell them anything. Now, betray Beshaba on the second day. Amalahu va'atem tiyom erskahanim. Betlasa amalu mitzvahs hagbala. On the third day, he told them. On Tuesday, he told them mitzvahs hagbala. Be'arba avet prisha. On the fourth day, he told them mitzvah prisha. So you had the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Rabbanan Savri betray Beshaba Ikve Yarcha. So that it was on Monday was Rosh Chodesh. Betray Beshaba Lom Loi Midi, Mishum Chol Shurucha, but Losom Lom Abdi Meras Kahanim, Barbis and Nisagola, Behei Abdi Prusha, so Hei Vav and Anzai, Meisa Vikidasha Yomacha Vikasha Ab Yaisi, Amalei Yomechat Hoise Moshe Medaitoi. So he says that the Rabban, that Rabbi Yosi holds that he added a day more, Moshe Rabbeinu added midaitoi. The Tanya, Gimel Dvar Mas Moshe midaitoi, Yosef Kosh Baruch Yodoi, Hoise Yemechad midaitoi, Pirish Mina Isha midaitoi, and Meshavas Haluchas. My Dorish, what was his drasha to say to be add one? So, Hayom Mocha, Ma Mocha Leila Imo, Af Hayom Leila Imo, So that's why he said that besides today, there have to be 3 full days that have a night and a day. And so on. So this is the whole Gemara that explains all the markers that were used for Matan Torah and where the Machlokes is. Hine, he says, Birucha Chomim, Echo Yaseira Nesina Boifen Royu. So Chazal, it was all these dates that Chazal say we know for sure, they're because there's something that have to do be'etzem with what is an appropriate time for Matan Torah. So the first thing is coming to Midbar Sinai and Rosh Chodesh is appropriate. That everybody's meida, that it's on Rosh Chodesh, they come to the place of the Torah. Why? Bavur kazman shchodesh ishur la Torah. So explained before that all shlishis are appropriate for Torah. Went through it by Richos, like it says, Arais at least saw, Yarch at least saw, Amot at least saw. Why all threes have a shaychis? Why number three shas on Torah? So that was appropriate. V'chein amokar shemid basinah shemochen gamken l'Torah. V'lachein b'chein shashish b'o mid basinah. So that's why Midbar Sinai, which is the place of Torah, is definitely royal for Torah. Since the place of Sinai is royal for Torah, it should be on the third month. They should come on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Or Birishain Amalahem, Imein Roitz in the Kalvah Mitzvaysav Xeroysav. On the first day of Rosh Chodesh is when he told them about whether or not. Or Rishon, sorry, Rishon doesn't mean first Rosh Chodesh because it's actually second Rosh Chodesh. But the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu told them is about wanting to mekarta as a gezer isav. Shadav zeh varitzach Rishon. In other words, you won't start the process of Matan Torah until you don't first find out do they want to take Torah or not. It doesn't make sense to start them on a process of achana, and then they back out and they say, we really, really don't care to do so. So definitely HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them on. So the first thing was to clear the air and say, Avoisai, we're about to start by giving the Torah. Are you in the mood to accept it or not? Then he says, Ubiyam Shal Achim Mitzvah Prisha. V'lehik de Mishas Prisha Achim Zagbala. Why was the first Sivur in Agbala rather than Prisha? Kidei lekvoya benapshon shayah salalois. Because it was very important to emphasize to have the warning. I guess Klal Yisrael would be very tempted to move forward, and he needed to emphasize this warning very strongly. The way to emphasize it is first, for instance, and it's just this is simply in pshat, it makes a lot of sense. If you ask for a certain gadget, you want a gadget to XYZ, I give you the gadget and I say, look, it does X, Y, and Z, and so on and so forth. And by the way, you should be very careful. Don't plug it, whatever it is. You know, those pieces of papers that you throw out, and you know, when you get something that, you know, has those extra warnings. Because you say to yourself, he gave me a washing machine, he gave me a dryer. Yeah, there's a little warning on there, don't do this and that. But let's say, before I give us, I say, listen, before we start, I want to tell you this is dangerous. It's something that if you leave it plugged in too long, it burns. If you don't plug in right, it does this and that. Let's clear that. Are you sure this you want to go further? That very much makes it clear that it is how important Azhara is. It's like you know, when you do a Tanai Kafel, you start and you say, you know, you warn the person on both sides. Here also, when you go ahead and you warn the person and you tell him, first, the mitzvah is a penyersu, and then you go into the process of getting Torah, it emphasizes it. There's a famous Chassidish Vart, very beautiful Vart, very nice Vart, very true pasuk. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around, he offered Torah to all the nations. They asked him what does it say in the Torah. He gave them a little bit of a warning about. He told them that it's going to be about the Lesigna, Lesigza, Lesirtzach, Lesinaf, and each nation, you know, didn't want it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the problem that would be toughest for them. So the kash is, so it's not really fair because Klal Yisrael didn't get anything like that. Where was there some tzivu to Klal Yisrael that would test their weak point? And the answer Siddush HaSfarim give is the Pen Yarsu, the Mitzvah Hagbola. Klal Yisrael, they're by nature very eager to Kabbalah Torah. By nature, they push to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being told that every person has a place where he's at, and that's all he can do, is tough on Klal Yisrael. I guess this is the precedent for like the women's movement of wanting to be able to do all sorts of more mitzvahs, the lack of mitzvahs Hagbola. Okay. So he says, so one thing is to emphasize how important it is. It needs Azhar Yisera. V'oid, kidei she mitzas prisha bizmano, or bizman ovid prisha. He also wanted they should do the mitzvah of prisha right next to, you know, when they're starting the actual Prisha towards Matan Torah. So he wanted between doing Prisha first, Hagbola first. Hagbola is an Issa, so it's Nogea all the time, really. And Prisha, they have to start doing something, so he wanted that to be adjacent to the actual Prisha. Mitzvah Hagbola is always before you're going to Sinai. Kachik de Mitzvah Hagbola. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe So over there, the order was, you know, Prisha, and then Hagbola, which would mean, so they're preparing for 3 days, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes on Har Sinai, and that's when Hagbola is actually, in fact, relevant. Moshe Rabbeinu switched it because, first of all, he wanted to emphasize the Issa, like we said, and secondly, he wanted the Tzivu and the Mitzvah Prisha to come adjacent to starting the actual Maisa. Okay. So this was the Maral's explanation of the Seder Hadvarim, why, you know, each piece, why it was the third month, why it was the first day. He told him about the Akbalah and told him about the Prisha and so on. It says Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe with Midaitoi. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu be Moshe with Midaitoi? So he says, "V'im b'shvil adrash shadorash hayoyim u'macha." You can't say it's because of the drasha. Kashim ken lahoisiv darak shpishakosiv. If it's really the drasha, so then that's not called hoisiv dar midaitoi. That's called that he dash in a pasuk. And he v'chidrash echad hoytziu chacham min amedrash aksuvim le'im b'zeh shoisiv v'yisiv midaitoi. You don't find any other limud that Chazal learned from Pesukim and say that Chazal thought of it themselves. Our peers say, "Devadei kol mashahoytzi shulchamin akosov adei drasha shalem nika kol divrachamid daitom." Anything learned from a pasuk is called divrachamid daitom. Av shuniras b'teira v'umin atteira mikol mokom imitziu apirish v'chmasav daitom. In other words, it's because you need to use your seichel and das to figure it out. Every drasha requires noticing something, paying attention to it, doing it. It's not something that you can without applying some level of seichel and das to say it. So every application of every drasha and everything is in a sense michachmas v'daita. V'dovzis by the seishar. So he says it's not the pshat that this is the only thing that it was Moitzi Midaitan and Kashrof was Maske. Any drashas chacham is called Moitzi Midaitan. These are the three instances where Kadosh Baruch Hu Mefurish was Maskim, where there was a dibur that backed up afterwards. The Hevel Godly Ishmael Dovazer. What is the difference between ki shadron shechamin aksuvim nikkadivir chachamim v'loy shem midrabanan v'akshen divir toirek mashadron aval nigru b'shem seifrim. This is the Rambam's lashon when he speaks divir seifrim. Rambam says mifurish that I will call anything that I'm moitzi midivrei from a drasha, I'm going to call that divir seifrim. So Divrei Seferim is really Divrei Chacham. Divrei Seferim means anything that needed Chacham to dash and so on. Kimucham asiz pekanech nokin detan chayimah b'Divrei Seferim Divrei Teira. V'shamod umedabe b'mitzvah satayra. Rak shenikru Divrei Seferim v'shicham edaitan v'am elu. Ve'elu shehiskan shrocha de Moshe kilo kosim atayra v'guf ha-mitzvah. V'lo yishu pirish v'vad. Moshe kol Divrei Chachamim she'en rala pirish. So he says over here we have actually a merging of both. Let's give a mashal. When you have a law and the law is given to be interpreted by the court system, and we say in effect, you know, if the court is doing what it's supposed to do, that's the intention of the law, and that's valid. But let's say the person who made the law comes around and he says, yes, that is exactly what I had in mind. This is exactly what I meant. So you get both of them. You get the interpretation plus the confirmation of the interpretation. So all the Chachamim, Chazal, say it midaitom. The Torah says you have to follow it, so it's a Doraisa. But here, these were cases where HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'myuched went and said that this is absolutely correct, and b'meila it ends up being having both things. So if this is going to end up being confirmed by Kadosh Baruch Hu and so on, so why didn't it start out that way? So why did Kadosh Baruch Hu write it cryptically and then have Moshe explain it and come back? So it says like this. Ki hefrish a double like kasha. Ki hefrish each man advances that Moshe Hashem is spoke by El Dor Shiskan Kadosh Baruch Hu Yodei. Ki shad v'rim him boim and Hashem is spoke by Kadosh Gzeir Shav lo betzivui. Aval elu dvarim lo boim itzad Gzeira. Rak shoyim maskim loyma sheyofuhu v'royu lasis. This is something which is, you know, as he came around and he said, this is appropriate to do, and it's not a gzeira. So, more or less, I think what the moral means of here is as follows. There are two types of ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us a mitzvah. He can give us a mitzvah straight as a gzeira, and therefore you can say this is something that is, I am telling you to do it, and that's why. The other one is you yourself understand it and I agree with you that it's good. So it ki'ilu has, it doesn't come mikoyach atzivui, but it has the imprimatur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is appropriate, that this is right. It's something where the tzura in which it's given is correct HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add, I mean, I don't know if Rav and Ralph speaks about this in other places, but why of all the mitzvahs is this the place where it was given such a strange way? So it's not a Rabbanan, it's a Deraisa, but it's something that the Torah said is absolutely right, and why is it given like that? So the logic behind it is because mitzvahs that are gzeiros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are ki'ilu, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is laying down the appropriate actions, activities, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it, and this is the way it is. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shabbos, so that means that this is what a Shabbos is. Mitzvah Prisha is really a mitzvah that is focused on the person's need to prepare himself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just like the first day when he asked him if they're mekabel mitzvahs or not. So that couldn't be a gzeir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That needs to have their haskama. Here also, you couldn't have that first step as a gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That first step is a rutzen. Precious is not part of the Matan Torah itself. Precious is part of our understanding how much we're lacking and how much we need to be making ourselves for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those type of mitzvahs need especially to come from the person. That's the havanas hadvar. Okay, ve'venezer hoytzi mikisa shteidin emoni lohidloi ki hoysev moishe yom echad. So the Ebenezer taines that Moshe Rabbeinu did not really add another day. He's trying to explain that the word shloishes yomim means yom ashlishi means three full days. That's what the pesukim mean. First it says vevi vayosef isal mishma shloishes yomim uksiv yom lam bayom ashlishi va'eda sheni. So va'eda sheni says ba'oy shloishes yomim yisavar zashecha Oksiva yom shlishi. Elu she'edim nemanim hevi. So the raya over here is that the shlishis yomim, when it says l'shlishis yomim, means the third day. So Moshe Rabbeinu never told them 3 full days, but rather shlishis yomim means the third day. Hine ha'edim reinu v'shamanu me'edim avla baldin le'reinu v'le'shamanu me'ne. So the Maral says in a very, very cute way of phrasing it. He says his psukim are fantastic, but he's hitting the wrong target. In other words, had the Maral, had Chazal learned it from the Yom HaShlishi and so on, that would have been a... I understand he says that he's being a good raya. That's not where Chazal are coming from. Ki razal me'olam labi raya ma'irach sivu yonachoyin l'shishas yomim. The raya wasn't that hayachon l'shishas yomim means 3 full days. The varei hevachon l'shishas yomim po shamahu is right. In Lashon Kodesh, l'shishas yomim could mean and the third day it'll happen. V'lohoya raya zeis lehem. Lohoya oimrim. Lohoya oimrim. Ki shadar shayim macha. Rakidaitam zal al pikablosach achmosam sheseach midaitoy. So certainly it's not something that they know from the pasuk. They have a mesiris and a kabbalah. He says, kind of very strange. So he says it's not the pasuk that's mechayev, even though it does say it, but. They have a mesiris that's what he did. Rakidaitam zal al pika vosach mosen shoysim echad medaitu udova muflikoid lemadregas atayim alosay. And this is something extraordinary, which is yuchad to atayim alosay. He doesn't elaborate more than this. He doesn't say what exactly he's referring to. In other words, he says, yes, Chazal had a drasha, a Messiris, that's where they knew it from, and that's what they say, Yesechem Midaita. But he says over here, Shehoise Vechem Daita Vudova Muflik Moid Lemadregas Atar Malasa. What's the pshat, other than the fact that you needed another day? Sakharish Baruch, who said that, in on the third day, and he said, "No, I need 3 full days." His drasha sachakol is that the yom needs to have a laila with it, and Mimele said over here also it needs to have the yom and the laila with it. Hayom u'machar, it needs to have a total yom u'machar. Doesn't make much more comment than that. So I can try to give a little bit of a Havana. So he speaks about the possibility could have been that you prepare yourself for 3 days, and the third day is the day when Torah is given. That would work with a gedder of Miktus Hayom Kikula. I need 3 days preparation for Torah, and I have 2 days plus. That's called a full preparation. It could be there's another thing also. There's an inyan of Torah being of a different world. Than our world. It's something coming from somewhere else, and more than a preparation for Torah. You need a Havdalah to be marvelous of in this world. In other words, like just using the Pasilashim, Vivrevach, Tosim Ben Eda Leida, you need to have the space so that there's a gap, so that you understand that there's a gap between where you are and where you are going to. For an Inyan of Hachana, a mitzvah is kekula works just like avelus. You have when you misabel 6 days plus the seventh day a bit, so that's called your misabel 7 day as well. The same thing with simchas hasankala. But when you're talking about not being contiguous with something, having a hefsik, a mixus hayom is not a hefsik. You need to have a 3 full days so that they don't touch in any way. 3 days is a certain amount. It says that by the Orin and Klal Yisrael, there was never more than a 3 day gap between the two, because a gap denotes no shaykhis. So here, Adarabba, because the precious was separating itself from Gashmias, it needed to have that precious and so on. Okay, in a bit of a rush, there's a var tonight. L'chaim, any points, any questions, any...
That's perfect.
Okay, good. So I'm sorry, it's a little bit short. I just pushed it. It's till 10 o'clock. I have to go there. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Call to the Kvach. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.